Drive with Dan Wotton on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
But first, a very, very disturbing poll has been released this week by the Ozone Foundation, which campaigns for LGBT plus equality amongst the Church of England. And it shows that gay conversion therapy, in my view, a disgusting, despicable, barbaric process which attempts to change a person's sexual orientation, can actually result, not surprisingly to me, in very high levels of mental health problems, including suicide attempts, self-harm, and eating disorders. Now, the woman behind this very shocking study is Jane Ozan, who runs the Ozan Foundation. She's also an LGBT campaigner amongst faith groups who has been through gay conversion therapy herself. I'm going to debate the whole issue with Mike Davidson, who's the chief executive of the Core Issues Trust, in just a moment. His group actually leads gay conversion therapy in this country. But Jane is with me first. Jane, for people who don't really understand, what exactly is gay conversion therapy and what was your experience of it?
Well, thank you. That's a really key question, because the truth is it means very different things to different people, and it has different forms, if you like. People normally start off just by praying themselves, between them and God, basically begging God to heal them, to make them straight, to take away sinful desires, to do anything but affirm who they are as gay, lesbian, pansexual, queer, whatever, you know, is going on for them, and whatever their identity is. And once that doesn't turn to work, they'll start perhaps talking to friends, and they'll get their friends to pray with them. Then they'll go and look for reasons why they might be gay, and they'll go to Christian counsellors, who will probably tell them that there's stuff in their past that they need to repent of, that they need healing for, perhaps overly close relationships with one parent or something that might have happened. And when that doesn't work, they'll go and look again for other reasons, and they'll go to deliverance ministries or exorcisms, who will tell them they have a spirit of homosexuality or a spirit of lust or something that's affecting them spiritually, and they'll go through a whole load of exorcisms. There are people who in the past have gone through electroshock treatments or hormone treatments, and sadly we saw there are people even in the, you know, currently who've been forced to have sex with someone of the opposite sex, or they've put themselves voluntarily through, you know, watching pornography or anything. But there is a whole gamut of things that people will do, but it's the common thread is that they are trying to change who they are, because I either think it's sinful, or they are what we call internalized homophobia, and they're ashamed of their desires and they don't want to be gay.
And at the moment, this isn't illegal, is it, Jane?
No, it's not. I mean, it's condemned by the medical professions, in a sense that all the medical professions, the NHS, or the Royal College of Psychotherapists, the UK Council of Psychotherapists, all those who are dealing with the mental health impact of it have come together and signed a document. In fact, they've signed various forms of it now, saying this is wrong. It's harmful. It, you know, causes great, deep, deep trauma to people. But I and others have been saying to the government, that's all very good, but it's not actually the medical professions that are doing it. It's the religious faith groups who are doing it, you know, in specialised ministries like Mike Davison, or indeed on a Sunday in a church, some churches will believe, because they fundamentally believe this is wrong, you know, being gay is wrong, and therefore God has to heal you. God is all-powerful, therefore he will change you. And I know that because I lived it. That was the world I came from.
Well, yes, because I was going to say, you are a member of the church, aren't you?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
how... How do you deal with that? And has it made you question your own faith?
I've been through a horrendous time. Yeah, I spent years really, you know, pleading with God to change me, because I wanted to be loved. I wanted love. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be in a relationship of intimacy, which I could build with another significant person in my life. And yet the one person, or the type of people I kept being attracted to, were for me forbidden fruit. They were women. And therefore I was trying to square a circle, if you like. And I remember the first and only person I spoke to was a psychiatrist, and her immediate response was, Jane, change your religion. And I said, I can't do that. My faith is absolutely integral to me. And the problem is, it took me to such a dark place. I ended up my my body really cracking under the strain. I was admitted to hospital with severe pain, which nobody could really get to the root cause of. And in the end, the consultant said, Jane, you are just incredibly stressed. And I had a nervous breakdown. I went through years of conversion therapy at that point, thought it had worked, spent some years claiming my hearing. And then, lo and behold, I meet another woman and I fall madly in love, unrequitedly. And I believe that actually, okay, now I can't get healed. I've been praying for this for 20 years. I'll have to accept that I've got to be single for life. And that prison sentence of being told I will never be in a loving relationship, again, nearly killed me. It took me to a very dark, lonely, depressed place. And that was, as a woman of great faith, you know, I've lived what we call by faith. I lived praying in money. I'd lived out on the edge. I've been to, you know, in the Middle East. I've been in the jungles of Burma, trusting God to protect me and to provide. And yet this one prayer, he didn't seem to want to answer. And that's because he doesn't need to. He affirms, like, oh God, he affirms who I am. He loves me and embraced me just as I am. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being gay. And I finally came to terms with that after my second breakdown and spell in hospital. But I know all those years I went through these prayer, healing, deliverance, you name it, I've done it, were putting me in a place where I thought I was not good enough, that I was sinful, that there was something wrong with me,
absolutely,
that God wasn't answering. And that affected my mental health.
Of course, it's a terrible thing. Well, look, Jane, stand by, because I'm going to bring in now Mike Davidson. He is the Chief Executive Officer of Core Issues Trust. Mike, tell me if I'm wrong, but Core Issues Trust essentially runs gay conversion therapy in the UK.
Well, we don't use the term gay conversion therapy. That is a term that was invented by Douglas Helderman, a gay psychotherapist with a specific intention.
So what do you do, Mike?
Use. We support people with standard psychotherapeutic and counselling support. We are also a registered Christian ministry, so we do have a Christian dimension to what we do. It's awful to hear what's happened to Jane and the pain that she's been through, but not everybody has the same experience. So some people come in my direction and they just, for whatever reason, don't want to continue with homosexual practices. And for them, it's important to have the freedom to be able to explore new directions. And what we do is work with them, and over time we find that their experiences or their behaviors begin to change, and as their behaviors change, their feelings dissipate. Not in all cases, and some people might say, well, actually this isn't for me, I'm happy being gay, and they need to be encouraged and to be free to go in that direction. But for those...
So this survey by the Ozown Foundation should shock you, because this was not simply an experience by Jane. If you look at it, there were 458 people who said they had undergone gay conversion therapy or some types of efforts to change their sexuality. Of that number, over half reported mental health problems, anxiety, depression, and almost 300 said they had attempted suicide or had suicidal thoughts. So do you not accept that your practice, the practice that you encourage gay people to go through, can actually lead to suicide? It's disgusting.
Well, check the Royal College of Psychiatrists website and look for the work of Robin Mathey. And I think it's 2005, she very carefully distinguishes between suicide as completion, the completed act of suicide, and suicidal ideation. And according to that research, suicidal ideation is higher, but suicidal completion is not higher in the research.
So it's okay if people are depressed then? You accept that if people go through your therapy and end up being depressed, miserable, hating life, that's okay? That's an all right result? That's
well,
what you seem to be
not,
saying.
Dan, if you give me an opportunity to explain
I've given
what,
you quite an opportunity, but go ahead.
Thank you. Maybe the first thing to say is it's very important, I think, that there is ideological diversity in any social research. If we all come from one point of view when we do our research, then it becomes tendential, and the research just proves what we all thought
Mike,
in the beginning.
Speak in plain English and stop avoiding the questions, please.
Certainly. So we have to make sure that we have different points of view, and sometimes contrary points of view when we do research. Otherwise, we simply find out what we all believed in the beginning. We just simply...
Mike, do you accept that people do not choose to be gay?
Well, I didn't choose to be gay, but I found that I had choices around it. And fortunately, I
didn't. So you view yourself as a gay man that doesn't practice gay sex?
I didn't have the negative experience that Jane had. I found professionals who were prepared to work with me and to help me to develop the best potential I could to continue in my marriage. And that's what I was
doing. I feel so sad for you, Mike. Why on earth in 2018 would you not accept and embrace that you're gay? And it's a beautiful thing. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Would you feel sad for my wife? I mean,
I feel sad for your wife, Mike. Mike, I feel sad for your wife that she's married to a gay man, actually.
But you see, I'm not a gay man. Gay is an identity. Now, I realize...
No, it's not. It's not.
Dan, can I finish?
It's not an identity.
Well, it is, Dan. This is the...
You're wrong.
The worldview ideological... confrontation that we're
no,
dealing
it's scientific.
With for Jane and for Dan, it's a category and you're born that way. But for Mike and for the hard science, it is not something you are born with. It is a construction and it is a perspective that you embrace and you're free to do it. It is for Lisa Diamond, the chief executive in the APA, a lesbian theorist who is very clear that we're not born gay. Depending who he's talking to, it's the same thing for Peter Tatchell. Julie Bindle in the UK expresses the same point of view. We are not born
gay. Mike, you're
gay.
Going to be on the wrong side of history here. Do you understand that?
Well,
what
those
you're
are
doing,
the gay
what,
activists
you,
who
what
are
you're
teaching
doing
us.
Is barbaric.
No, it's not. Where is the evidence that anybody who's come to Core Issues Trust has been treated in that way, Dan? Have you got that evidence?
Well, I've got the evidence from the Ozan Foundation of gay conversion therapy overall, and I'm pretty sure some of these 458 probably went through your terrible organisation. Mike, I hope at some point in your life you're able to be who you are. I hope at some point in your life you're able to accept that being gay isn't a choice. I hope at some point in your life, Mike, you allow your wife to find someone who actually wants to be with her. But I think what you're doing to young people is really despicable. I do. I think it's dangerous. I think it's despicable. I think it's barbaric. And I think at some point it will be illegal.
Well, you'll certainly keep your job. Nobody's going to throw you off quickly. You're just towing the line and continuing with the state ideology. No problem with you at all, Dan.
What do you mean?
Well, Let's listen to any contrary point of view from any presenter.
I'm just expressing my personal opinion, Mike. But Jane, obviously you've now heard what Mike said. As the woman behind this disturbing survey, what would you say to Mike to wrap up?
Well, Mike will take any opportunity he can to take interviews like this. And I'm so glad that the government will make this illegal, and I hope they will actually criminalise Mike, because what we've seen from the research, which is statistically proven, there's so much of what Mike's just said is completely false. Go to the Royal College of Psychiatrists website and see that they condemn what Mike is doing. Go and talk to gay people who are not born gay, and every piece of medical scientific, so the whole thing.
Well, also Jane, saying that it's okay to have suicidal thoughts suicidal ideation.
voice when he's just caught. It's so cold.
Terrible.
It's okay.
Terrible.
You know, in the time of filling out this survey, since December, one of the people who ticked the box saying she'd attempted suicide managed to commit suicide 2 weeks ago. This is not suicide ideation. Mm. These are people who've been utterly traumatized. Who
absolutely.
Ticked the boxes that
well,
say,
Jane,
gone
I...
through this because...
Absolutely.
Let me finish because you haven't let me talk, I'm afraid. Is that they went through it because they believed it was sinful and because they were ashamed of their desires, just like Mike. And it's that internalized homophobia that leads people to such a distress. And you should not be giving people airtime, like Mike, to put these views out because it drives people into a very dangerous place. He should look at the research that says only 13 people thought it had worked. And that is... That
well, Jane,
is not
I absolutely appreciate your point of view. What I would say about that, just to wrap up, is I think that it's only hearing from people like Mike and then hearing from people like you that exposes his practices and his, I guess, sadness,
really.
No, I'm
so sorry, because there will be parents hearing what Mike said who will put their teenagers his way. They will force them to go through
well,
it.
Well, if
I
they do, if they do, then they are agreeing that they're going to put their teenagers through suicidal thoughts. That's what he's saying. And it's disgusting. And Jane, I absolutely appreciate your point of view. That's Jane Ozan, who is the director of the Ozan Foundation, an LGBT campaigner amongst faith groups, and Mike Davidson, the chief executive of the quite despicable, in my opinion, Core Issues Trust.